Hey everybody, welcome in. Like so many of you, we are focusing in on useful health news and information that we can apply to our lives and for our families. So today, we have Kelly Emerson on board for you. Kelly is the founder of the Momentum Medical Massage and Personal Training Facility here in Sandpoint. And Kelly's going to talk to us about the importance of healthy behaviors we may know about, but somehow we haven't actually integrated them into our lives. And I confess I need to be encouraged to be more consistent. As you will learn, consistency is one of the weapons we have in our healthy pursuits. Right now, we're going to take that first break, do a little business, and we will be right back.
Start the new year off right by visiting Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Best Western Plus Ponderay Mountain Lodge. Enjoy spacious guest rooms with free Wi-Fi. It's dog friendly, but call early. Rooms are limited. Best Western Plus offers free breakfast, has a conference room for meetings, and you can relax in the indoor pool and hot tub. It's the closest hotel to Schweitzer Mountain Resort, located next to Sweet Lou's, where you can walk to dine. Call today and book your reservation at the Best Western Plus Ponderay Mountain Lodge.
Live comedy returns to the Panetta Theater in Sandpoint on Saturday, February 17th, as Philip Kopinski presents this year's Comedy Avalanche series, this month starring Tyler Bowe.
But I think we can all agree, as like a room full of people, the last thing you probably ever want to do is drop a baby. Which begs the question, ladies, what's with the baby oil? Yeah, why would you grease up a baby? I'm already nervous about dropping him. You're going to hand me an oily baby?
Tyler Bowe brings his energetic blend of comedic storytelling and beatboxing to Sandpoint this Saturday, featuring special guests, including the return of Sandpoint's own Rob Wentz. Don't miss Tyler Bowe live on the Panetta stage in Sandpoint Saturday, February 17th. Tickets are just $25 in advance and available now at Panetta.org. Don't miss this great night of comedy and more this Saturday. Go to philipkopcomedy.com or Panetta.org.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
North Idaho's radio, KSPT and KBFI.
Welcome, Kelly. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Right. You're welcome. I'm excited to learn there are things like your background that I want to talk about now. How did you get started into fitness as a career?
Well, it's been a little bit of a journey, and I would say that it's something that I've always been aware of since I was younger. My grandmother, since we're talking about heart health a little bit this month, my maternal grandmother died at a very young age. She was in her early 40s, so I never got to meet her. She was overweight, and she died of heart disease. So I always knew growing up that it was something that I needed to be aware of. I saw my mom struggle with some weight, and both of her sisters. So it was something that I always...
Looking at you, that is really, I mean, that's difficult because you are not just fit, meaning fit and slender and muscle, but you're small. You're shorter than, were your mom and your grandma, were they short and then heavy too?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. Okay. I'm 4 foot 11.
4'11". So I wasn't exaggerating, everybody. So go ahead. How did you then advance to career mode?
It was not anything that I carried through, like with high school. I wasn't a high school athlete. I did run. I did dance. I tried different sports. But I was never committed to any one thing. And it really wasn't until my kids were no longer babies. I spent, you know, when they were little, I spent all the time crawling around on the floor, carrying them around, going to the playground, climbing on the playground. And then they got to the age where they were doing that with their friends. And I no longer had that role. So I started actually gaining a little bit of weight. I think I was in my early 30s. It was early 30s. And I knew that I needed to do something to get on top of it. Otherwise, it would just progress. So it started when my youngest son was going to karate classes. And I would go and wait with him. And there was an adult class ahead of his class. And I saw two women on the floor kicking, punching, brawling. And I thought, if I can be like that and
that's for me,
kick some butt, that's what I wanted to do. And so I started doing karate. And I loved the movement. I loved the physical aspect that I got out of it, in addition to feeling like I could also protect myself and my family with a skill. So that's where it started. From there, I ended up getting my black belt. And then decided I really needed to continue moving, and I thought maybe I could learn to teach a class and teach kickboxing or something like that, and went to I think it was at the community college in Vancouver. I took a course on how to be a group fitness instructor. I'd never stepped foot in a group fitness class, so I had no idea what I was getting into. And that day, somebody mentioned Zumba, and I went home and Googled it. And I fell in love and soon became a Zumba instructor.
It's like karate to music.
It's dance. It's moving your body in such a beautiful, graceful way. And the confidence that is built when you can move your body and use your body.
Yeah. There's a gal that leads an exercise class at the Y that I go to. Well, I haven't been there for a while, I confess. Like, today's a day of confession for me. Anyway, Lana Fish, I've had her on, and she has a very similar trail that she fought overweight. And then she got into fitness, and it's like all the lights went on for her. And she could understand that her body wanted to do this. It wasn't like forcing it or anything, her body. And I'm hearing that from you, that Zumba and the music and the dance, it really connected with
very
you.
Much so, yeah.
You pass that on to your students then.
I try my best. And for me, you know, and for any other fitness instructor out there, you have to show up. Mm-hmm. So we don't get the choice to just stay home. So that was helpful in really developing the desire to be there every day. Right. But some people naturally have that, and they just get themselves to the gym no matter what.
Yeah.
I have a very good friend, and you know who it is.
Yes.
He just will go to the gym every day. In fact, his New Year's resolution was to go to the gym less.
Oh.
So it's not...
So we could climb a mountain.
Right.
I understand this.
But it's really a struggle for a lot of people, and especially if, you know, you're young parents and you've got kids and schedules and, you know, sports that you need to work around. It's very difficult to get it all in.
You know, one of the things I'm hearing you saying, and people hear this all the time, but they really need to think about it and integrate. You need to figure something that you like to do. If you like the weights better or the elliptical, or you like that class, or you like the music, find what you like, because you will gravitate to it more naturally.
Yes.
What about the whole massage element that you added now, medical massage, really a very different approach to fitness and sharing that information with other people?
Well, you'll probably find it very funny, but it's just a miracle that I ended up as a massage therapist. I never thought of it. I never sought it out. in fact, like putting sunscreen on people kind of grossed me out. Like, no, please don't ask me.
You have to
I don't want to do that. So I, as a fitness instructor and personal trainer, I was also getting myself into more competitive, you know, in the last 10, 15 years and doing Spartan races competitively. And so I was training a lot and was developing some overuse issues in my shoulder and some imbalances. So I was struggling with range of motion and lifting my arm over my head. So I actually sought out massage therapy for myself. And it was the kind of massage therapy that does not feel good.
More like deep.
Deep tissue. Yeah, deep. Working in the rotator cuff muscles, which is never any fun. But it released and relieved my issue. I didn't want to have any kind of, you know, anti-inflammatories. I didn't want it to progress and turn into like the need for surgery. And so I think after about 5 or 6 sessions, it really made a difference in my body. And I thought, well, maybe I could incorporate this, supplement my income as a personal trainer, and help my clients with limitations that they had in their body. And so it was right around the massage school in town had opened up, and it was like an eighth of a mile from my house. So I kind of saw it as a sign.
As a way of working out these miracles and making them pretty convenient.
Yes, yeah. So I figured if I can get through the 6-week prerequisite program that they offered, then I would stick with it. And it's been life-changing.
Yeah,
for me and for some of my clients too.
And so. Yes, and your staff. I mean, you know, as you know, I go to Momentum, and it's a healing place. That's the way I feel about it.
Oh,
whatever
nice.
We're doing, it's a yeah. healing place. Also, it seems to me your whole career has been kind of organic, starting with your grandma and your mom, and then just going through your kids as a mom, and then all of that is just so organic. The other thought I had. Correct me if I'm wrong, but when you started in karate, I think balance is a big issue for mm-hmm. a lot of the women that I know. I don't know about the guys, but do you see that karate is kind of affiliated? It's one way to go for a better balance, or Pilates or yoga, or what would you think if someone out there is thinking, I want to exercise, I have balance issues?
Right. Well, I think like a yoga is great. You have to develop your core strength, and you're using all of your muscles, both sides, you know, right, left. Really, any program is going to give you bilateral support.
Yeah. All right.
So I think it just, like you said, it just sort of depends on what kind of movement you like.
Yeah, because it could be Zumba. It could be just less energetic floor exercises
definitely.
That are to music, where you're definitely moving your body.
Stretching is, it's one of those components that I have a very hard time.
Lifting 1 foot up off the floor is also a real eye opener.
Oh, yeah. Try it with your eyes closed.
Yeah, or exactly. Do it in the morning when you're brushing your teeth.
Yes,
and yeah, I don't know.
Yes.
You'll sign up for something by that afternoon. All right. So then you started your business, Momentum, medical massage and physical personal mm-hmm. training. How did that come about?
Well, I felt like I really needed to sort of set myself apart from other things that were happening in town. There's plenty of massage therapists. There's plenty of places where you can go and get your fitness. So somebody had said something to me when I was first starting with my massage school, and they said, oh, this will be great. You can create a program called Rec, Repair, and Repeat. So, you know, you kind of work the body, break it down a
rec
little bit.
Rec with a W.
Yeah. Or rec, like recreation. Go outside and play. And then repair it with massage mm-hmm. movement, and then you do it again. You keep going. And the word momentum to me just, it means a lot. You know,
yeah.
I think it's a really special word. And for me, I just want to, keep going. I want to keep moving to the best of my ability. I mean, our bodies were designed to do a lot.
Yeah.
And
we are designed to move. We are designed to move, to run, to walk, to reach the stretch. I like momentum too, because the more you do, the more momentum you have, the more, the better you feel, and that builds up for you. But also, making sure you keep that momentum going, mm-hmm. which is sometimes, like, as I've already, it can be a challenge in the winter for me. to get that momentum back up. Mm-hmm. It's easier for me to walk 9 months out of the year.
Right.
And I do. But so let me ask your opinion, because I come to it right now. So for me, to help myself with these winter months, when it's not even the snow and the ice, because we didn't have that much, it's just the cold weather.
Yeah.
I just really don't enjoy getting out.
Well, and the gray.
And the gray.
Really, really puts a damper on things.
So I got a rebounder, mm-hmm. the mini trampoline. Oh, what do you think of those? I really like it. So that's half the battle right there.
Yeah. Well, I haven't used one of those since my mom had one in the 80s. I think it was a long time ago.
It's old school, but it's still good.
I had a great time bouncing on it, but it's very good for the lymphatic system. I don't know if you were aware of that or not, but it really helps to flush the lymphatic system.
So flushing toxins mm-hmm. or germs.
Yeah, and it's something with that bouncing. Swimming will also do the same. But if you don't have a rebounder, somebody who wants to affect their lymph can just stand on both feet and kind of like bounce up and down,
down
on their heels.
Toes and heels. Yeah. Yep.
So walking, swimming, rebounding, I would use it every day.
Yeah.
And in fact, I think you can even find some videos now with rebounding and
They give you different things to do. Get one with a handle.
Yep.
Only, no matter how old or young and fit you think you are, you need it, because that little guy is coming back up at you, and you can get off balance.
Absolutely.
Something you can grab a
hold
of.
And, you know, that, I was going to say something. Oh, I was going to say that with YouTube and the fitness apps has made it so much more accessible to people to get the fitness.
Yeah.
You know, even in these months when it's gray and rainy, just pull up a YouTube video.
Yeah.
Or an app.
Throw on some music and dance around your living room.
That's it.
I mean, if
nobody's watching.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if they are.
It can really get your heart rate up.
It does.
It's beautiful. Dancing around your kitchen when nobody's around is great.
Yeah,
you can do whatever you want.
And that is more fun than cleaning. All right. Before we take our next break, I kind of want to get into the various services that are offered at Momentum, so our listeners can get a feeling. And you've talked about, you know, your skill sets and how you've been on this journey. But really, when I look at the list of services that are available at Momentum, I didn't even know all of these were there.
Right.
I didn't. So let's start with massage therapy and monthly massage membership. So we've got some choices there.
Yeah. So basically, I created our massage membership last year. It was around the time when everything was, you know, all the leases in town were going up and getting increases. And so our lease also went up. And I do not want to ever be in a place where I have to charge $120 for a massage in San Francisco. I mean, I just think it's outrageous. I want to keep our prices affordable for our people that live here. So when our lease went up, I had to increase our prices just a little bit. But I thought, if I offer a membership, our members can come in once a month. They get a reduced price in their membership, and they're making a commitment to their health and maintaining their body, at least with massage. But then, you know, there are some other benefits to that as well.
Yeah. So once a month I don't think it's that often, but it is, again, the consistency.
Definitely.
For both your budget as well as what they can plan on receiving and spending. So it's a membership
mm-hmm.
that says, you know, you're making a commitment to get a massage once a month.
And there's no joining fee.
There's no membership fee. Is there any reason you wouldn't want a massage every month? I don't know.
Once a week?
How long did it take me to say yes?
I don't know. How long did it
take? Maybe 5 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes.
Of course.
Sounds good to me.
You know, and the thing is, too, I mean, we'll get into, I'm sure, some of the other services that we offer in addition to massage, but just even a relaxing massage, some people think it's, you know, ridiculous to get what some people refer to as the foo-foo massage.
Yes.
I love going into a massage where I can let go. I don't have to think about anybody. Someone's taking care of me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to fear that I'm going to go for that deep tissue work and cry and mm-hmm. wince. Some people love that.
Yeah. So. I don't. I'm like kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
I like it to be strong, mm-hmm. but relaxing. I don't want to get home and feel like almost a flu-like feeling because it has disturbed a lot of the things.
Right, it gets things
moving.
My
rebounder can do that. I'll do that by choice. I'm not going to pay for somebody Anyway, so a person can choose whether just no every now and then works for me or no membership works for me. Now, you've mentioned it. Let's go over it again. Deep tissue massage. If I go in to you or one of your other staff people and say, I want a deep tissue massage, what am I getting? What am I signing up for?
Well, it sort of depends, too, if you want full body massage or if you want deep tissue medical massage, right? So sometimes we might be focusing on one area. Some people really like the depth because it's going to start breaking up scar tissue and knots and adhesions, which, like you said, it can release some things that don't make you feel very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but later you do feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I received a very deep tissue massage once in my glutes, and I thought I was ruined. This was like, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago. And I was in so much pain. But 2 days later, I felt better than I had in months.
Yeah.
So there, you know, it's not for everybody.
In both ways. It might not be for everybody because they just don't want to go through that, or they don't really need it. They don't quite have, I don't know, level of damage or whatever going on in there. That they don't actually need it.
Right, but you know, I was looking recently, deep tissue massage can help to reduce cortisol levels and also can help increase that oxytocin release. So, you know, it can help people feel relieved. And when they get those knots worked out and they can move their bodies better.
Makes it worthwhile. Well, I'll have to think about that.
I think you found a good therapist that you're working with.
Yes.
She brings in the right level, the right balance.
I know she does. She reads me really well. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we have a lot more information for you about what's available for you at Momentum. And one of the areas that we're going to get into is this medical massage. If depending on your insurance, it may be covered by insurance, not the foo-foo massage, but the medical massage may. We're going to get into that so you can make some wise decisions. All right, we're going to take a break.
Sun Rental Center has been consistently reliable since 1979. Whether you're a large contractor or a homeowner with an important project, Sun Rental Center is your number one call for equipment rental and services. They go the extra mile, offering hourly, daily, weekly, monthly, and longer rental options with industry standard products from John Deere, Doosan, Genie, JLG, Multiquip, Ditch Witch, Makita, Honda, Steel, and more. Sun Rental Center is open in Sandpoint Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Sandpoint Superdrug is happy to introduce their brand new website and logo. Did you know Sandpoint Superdrug is home to an Ace Hardware Center, a home and gifts department, a nutritional center offering full clinical services, and hands down, the best pharmacy in town? Their knowledgeable, friendly, and helpful staff is standing by ready to help you. It's what makes them different. They take the time to help their customers personally. For more than 50 years, Sandpoint Superdrug is your one-stop place to shop. Lake RV for all your service, repairs, and RV parts. Winter is the perfect time for repairs, maintenance, and upgrades. We work on RVs, travel, horse, and utility trailers. Work includes roof repairs, furnaces, plumbing, electrical, wire harnesses, brakes, bearing packs, trailer hitches, and more. Swing by Lake RV at 1200 Fontaine Drive in Pend Oreille, off Highway 95, just behind the co-op, or online at lakerv.com. Lake RV for all things RVs and trailers since 1993.
Hi, this is Chad Young from the EasyHomeBuyer.com, Spokane and Coeur d'Alene's trusted cash home buyer. Despite record interest rate increases and home values dropping, I am still buying houses. If you own a house and want to sell as is in as little as 1 week, call me for your fair cash offer at 208-877-6000. We've helped hundreds of sellers in the area sell fast for cash and pay no commissions or fees. We are the highest rated cash home buying company in our area because we guarantee a closing and we care about our customers. We are a local, family-owned company that buys houses, vacant land, and apartments. To get your free cash offer today, visit us online at theeasyhomebuyer.com or call us at 208-877-6000. That's 208-877-6000. Play that catchy jingle.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt.
But the best part is the grip strength you built in your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's Teen Driver Discount and get a break from the break. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
KBFI 1450, KSPT and 97.1 FM.
Everybody, welcome back. We are talking today with Kelly Emerson. She's the founder of Momentum Medical Massage and Personal Training here in Sandpoint. Easy to find them. Google Momentum Sandpoint, and it's going to be there for you. I hope that you all have some kind of a fitness program, one way or another, that you're working into or have worked into your life. So we're here to give you some more ideas and to help you along. Right now, we're still in the massage area, but we're going to get to that fitness and training and then other things that you do to help keep your body healthy and fit and happy. So, Kelly, thank you so much for being here. What about medical insurance? I mean, is there a way that certain massages can be covered by insurance?
Sure, yeah. There's a few health insurances that we work with, Regents, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Premera. We have on the website, there's a link where people can actually click. It says verify your insurance.
Oh, okay.
And actually, for some reason, I think that link has not been working very well. But people can directly contact me, and I can verify their insurance for them.
Would they need a doctor's referral to get that started?
Great question. Yeah. In most cases, yes. Also, auto accidents are generally covered. So if somebody is suffering from pain after a car accident, and usually, you know, it doesn't show up for a couple of days after. Mm-hmm. The adrenaline has kind of kept pain down, but it can really cause some very serious long-term issues. Mm-hmm. So I would say if anybody's been in a car accident, definitely look into seeing about massage to help with soft tissue.
Well, this
repair
may fit in with that. What is craniosacral therapy? I have no idea what that is.
Good question. It's very different approach to healing the body. I'd say it's more the person on the table, their body doing the work, and the practitioner is really just kind of connecting with that body. It's very light touch. So a session is done with clothes on. So if somebody's not comfortable, you know, a lot of people are not comfortable with massage for that reason. So it's kind of a good way to become familiar with massage and body work. But craniosacral really addresses the whole body and deep tensions. It can be from physical tensions, traumas, emotional tensions, traumas. Mm. Things go into our body and they stay there and they cause like these disruptions in our energy. And so craniosacral works with the head to the sacrum. So when you were asking, is it a sacred massage?
It
deals with the sacrum and the cranium.
Yeah.
And everything there in between. So when you think about the vertebrae is attached to the sacrum and the cranium. So our nerves that come out from the vertebrae, everything that is affected by the spine, in the spine, out of the spine, can be treated with craniosacral. Stress, it's extremely relaxing for the nervous system. It can help regulate your nervous system. So somebody who is on a high-stress diet, like most people
like
are.
Cheese and salami.
Like cheese and salami. But, you know, people who are so stressed, their parasympathetic nervous system is completely out of balance. Yeah. So if you can't rest and digest, then you need some help, some support. And craniosacral is just a really, it's a very light touch massage. It's really not even a massage. It's putting hands on and letting.
I think I need that. I want that.
It's again, kind of like deep tissue. It's not for everybody. Yeah. Not everybody can tap into it. But if you can let your mind and body sort of escape and let yourself be taken care of, you can really access some